What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering. What's up, crew? And to anybody that is listening, honestly, I found that right now in the times that we're in, I listen to more podcasts than I ever have, and it is very beneficial. So I'm not complaining about that. I went through a period of time where I would put on like Netflix in the background, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I have to have some sort of background noise when I'm working. It's just how I operate. And sometimes it's music, sometimes it's Netflix, but I'm finding that when I put a podcast on in the background, that's a positive one and a beneficial one. It helps my productivity as well as my mindset. And that's what we're going to be talking about today is mindset right now. And listen, I listened to Rachel Hollis's podcast this morning, and this is kind of what has inspired me to speak on this in my own version, in my thoughts. I love her podcast, and she's very, very real. And we all know that I love real, okay? So this podcast is going to be real. And listen, if you're not ready to be called out for having a bad attitude during this time and being stuck in your valley and being stuck in your negativity, then I would recommend that you just hop off right now, because this episode is going to be focused on being positive, not staying in your valley, climbing the mountain and showing up, because not only do you need you to show up, but other people need you to show up, okay? So, first pet peeve that this gets me. I have been seeing a lot of people post about how they're going to come out of the quarantine with weight gain because of all this snacking and not working out, and it's just like, it's a joke, but people are serious about this. Like, people are taking this to a point where they're not focusing on both physical or mental health. And that irks me, because this is a time where you have you and maybe a couple other people in your household. A lot of us, it's me. You have so much time to focus on you and your physical and mental health, and you're telling me that you are planning on coming out of this quarantine worse than when you went in. That makes no sense to me, honestly. And it fires me up, because I'm like, you have a place. Go outside and run. If you don't run, start running. Go in your living room and do some sit-ups and push-ups and create an at-home workout. Hello, it's called Pinterest. Hello, it's called Instagram. Everybody and their mother is posting about at-home workouts. It's called you still get to control what you eat. It's not like all the healthy foods are out of stock in the grocery stores or you can't order something healthy. Like, people are taking advantage of this time to say, I don't have to care about myself, when in reality, this is the time when you should care about yourself most, because this is the foundation for when you go outside of this quarantine. Everything else is going to follow this. It's going to build upon what you created in these weeks. Like, we have been in this for weeks, and you're telling me that all you have done is wasted time. All you have done is binge watch Netflix. All you have done is not worked out, not cared about your health. Like, why? This is a time where you should say, ooh, I get extra time to focus on me. And people are uncomfortable with that because they don't want to face their own demons. But you should be saying, this is a time I get to focus on me, myself, and I. Now, that doesn't mean neglect other people, don't reach out to other people. It just means you have an abundance of time to better yourself. And if you come out of this quarantine worse than when you went in, I'm sorry, but you wasted your time and you did something wrong. Okay? This is not a time to get rid of your daily routines. This is a time to continue your daily routines, to continue being the best version of yourself and to be better. See, a lot of people are stuck in this negative mindset that says, oh, like nothing's going right and the world's ending and blah, blah, blah. And all they're focused on is the news that keeps coming out with bad news. And the people who are focused on bad news, negativity, this, that, or the other, like, what are you listening to? Because for me personally, to be honest, I don't really watch the news. I look at what is the latest update for what I need to know to abide by the rules that are going on in the state. But otherwise, I'm not watching the news. I'm not listening to people really that are like, oh, did you hear about this? Did you hear about this? This many cases, this is great. Like, no. You know what I'm listening to? Podcasts like I did today. Positivity, my worship music, things that are gonna fill my brain with positivity and is gonna better me in this time, and stuff that I will thank myself for later. Because listen, you can either look at this quarantine as a valley and you can pitch your tent there and you can stay there and just hope that it ends soon and wait for it to end and then say, oh, and then I'll start again when it ends. Or you can put one foot in front of the other, you can climb the mountain, you can bring people with you, you can stay positive, and then you are ahead of the game. And when this does all end, because it will, you have a foundation that is solid and positive, and new habits are formed, and you have become a better person because of it. Because listen, people are counting on you to show up. Especially the people who are in a negative mindset. They need that positivity. They need someone to go against the grain that says, I am going to be positive and a light to other people. They need that inspiration. And listen, if you don't think other people need to show you to show up for them, show up for yourself. We are in control of ourselves. We can't control what's going on in the outside world. We can't control this, that, or the other. We can't control other people's perspectives or attitudes, but we can control ours. And that should be enough for you to wake up in the morning and say, I need to show up for me. And if you don't think that's enough, you don't value yourself. And that's a whole nother subject and a whole nother topic. You should value yourself enough that says, I need to show up for me. And guess what? My mindset lately has been, I'm not only showing up for me, I'm showing up for other people. I'm showing up for other people now and other people that are to come in the future. Whether that is my team that I grow, whether that is friendships that I have, whether that is my children. Like I think about my children however long down the road that is, because it matters. Because what I do now, I want to thank myself for in 5, 10 years. I don't want to be sitting and being like, wow, I really wasted that time during that quarantine. I want to be like, that is where I built my foundation at its strongest. And I'm thanking myself now and reaping the benefits that I sowed during that time. Do not waste this time. Do you hear me? Do not waste this time. Too many people are wasting this time. And honestly, to be real, it is frustrating. Because they're letting outside circumstances control their life. I get it. People are unemployed. I get it. It is hard. I get it. There is uncertainty. I'm not disregarding any of that. But what I also get is you get to be in control of you. You get to be a positive light in your household. You get to show up. You get to figure it out because people and yourself are depending on it. Period. And that's really what I wanted to talk about today because so many, too many people are wasting the opportunity that we have in front of us to overcome obstacles, to control what they can, and let go of what they can't. I do not want to come out of this time saying that I regressed. I want to come out of this time saying I progressed. Because that is what sets people apart. The people that take an instant, do not let it define them, and instead come up with a solution, show up continually, consistency, build, and shift their mindset from negative to positive, climb the mountain instead of stay in the valley. That is what people are looking for, and that is what separates people indefinitely. Who do you want to follow? Someone who's in the valley or someone who's climbing the mountain? Because I don't know about you, but I want to be following that person that is climbing the mountain. Not only do I want to follow that person, I want to be that person that is leading the pack. So, as an example, what does it look like for me? I'm evaluating my life as I go during this time. Where are areas that I can be more productive? Where are areas I can be lenient in and say, it's okay? Where are areas that I can grow? I'm staying to my morning routine ritually because it is important. That means listening to a podcast. That means reading my Bible. That means journaling. That means prayer. I just added that in because I'm like, that's important. How could I miss that? That means working. That means reaching out to people. That means being intentional. That means not taking my foot off the gas. That means showing up for myself, for my future self, my future family, people around me now, daily. Do not look at this time as an inconvenience. Look at it as an opportunity. And listen, if you're too fearful to face your real self and have all this time to yourself, that's another topic too. Because you will never face yourself and be better if you can't do it now, when we have the most time possible. So I just wanted to do a quick little segment because it's something that I'm passionate about and I see that a lot of people are struggling with. And I just want to leave you with this question. Are you utilizing this time or are you wasting it? And if you're wasting it, I would get very clear on why. Why you do not value yourself enough to utilize it. Remember, real is empowering. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you benefited from something within that podcast. And stay on the lookout for next week's podcast. If you want to connect with me, if you have feedback, if you want to follow me, you can find me on my page, Crew, K-R-E-W, underscore work, W-E-R-K. Just Crew spelled backwards. Go give that Insta page a follow. And there you can find my blog as well, which is chock full with valuable content that I've learned through my journey, tips, tricks, and everything in between. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and it's real and empowering.